I remember I always thought whenever I saw a mall or an office park or big apartment building that some billionaire owned it or inherited it and was collecting millions of dollars of rent each year. And that's all they did for a living was they own property, they do nothing else. It wasn't until I learned about syndication that I realized those properties were owned by everyday people, just like you and me. And they didn't have to be billionaires or even millionaires to own them. And I'm gonna tell you what a syndication is and how it allows people who aren't millionaires or billionaires to own large investment properties and how you can get involved investing if you decide it's right for you. This podcast is sponsored by Perpetual Wealth Capital, helping everyday people just like you invest passively in multifamily assets to produce cash flow and build your wealth. Download our free ebook, The Definitive Guide to Building Generational Wealth and Passive Cash Flow Through Multifamily Real Estate, by visiting thedefinitiveguidebook.com or clicking the link in the show notes. A syndication model is extraordinarily popular because it allows people to come together to own large assets, whether it's apartment buildings, mobile home parks, office buildings, big retail shopping centers, anything that's going to cost you millions of dollars. Here's generally how it works. Someone who's interested in being an investor in a certain asset class, let's say multifamily, because that's what we do here at my company, Perpetual Wealth Capital, there's a group of investors who are commonly called operators or general partners. The general partners are experts in that field. We know the markets we work in, we know the brokers, we have the best deals, we know how to underwrite deals and put together business plans that get top returns. But here's the issue. There aren't many people in the world who have the cash to close on properties that are large. If closing costs are about 25, maybe even 30% of purchase price, which includes down payment, legal fees, inspections, appraisals, and other lending costs, then it would be really difficult for us to buy up to the volume that we do on properties that are seven or even eight figures and do that continuously. So here's where the syndication model comes into play. When we find an incredible deal, we've vetted it, we've done due diligence, we have a clear direction that we want to take it, and we know what business model we want to execute, we then bring that deal to passive investors just like yourself. So the most recent deal we're looking at is a $12.5 million deal in Kansas City. Well, if we project closing costs of 25%, we need a little over $3 million to purchase this property. So instead of needing to have $3 million in a bank account, we offer shares of this property to passive investors who invest cash in the deal. So in this scenario, if we raise $100,000 from investors, we're bringing on about 30 investors who could all get a portion of the property and thereby a portion of all rents and appreciation and get incredible tax benefits. Now, this model works incredibly well because most people don't have the time or desire to consistently find and analyze deals. It takes a lot of networking with brokers and sellers, tons of local knowledge, and you have to be ahead of construction trends, rental trends, and there's a lot going on that most people cannot stay on top of. When a lot of people just want the property brought to them and they want to say yes or no to acquiring it, that's when becoming part of a syndication is the best outcome for them. So bring in that passive investor. At Perpetual Wealth Capital, we work on properties from acquisitions to escrow to close, then management after close, then disposition or sale or refinance. We bring these properties to passive investors like you who have the cash to invest in exchange for a portion of the property. And again, all that cash flow and all the appreciation and tax benefits that come along with it. Now, we do this specifically for multifamily, specifically apartment buildings, but there are groups who do it for office buildings, mobile home parks, industrial buildings or warehouses. Now, just about anything that's in the commercial real estate space that you could think of. We've chosen to stick with multifamily because it's been the most consistently performing, even through a global pandemic, and we see steady growth and returns in this field. But I encourage you to explore options that you think of that fit your personal and financial goals. If a syndication is something that interests you, check out our website, perpetualwealthcapital.com, or visit our website from the URL in the show notes. Set up a call with us if you want to discuss how things go, or download our free ebook. Just learn a little bit more about it. And if you're interested in investing in future opportunities, reach out with us, schedule a time to talk, and we'll get you up to speed and we'll add you to our list to get future opportunities as they come up. Hope this episode was valuable to you. You learned a little bit more about syndications and maybe even found a new investment model that could work for you. We'll see you on the next episode.